First, like we said, let's kick things off by chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news and travel trends. And you can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website.
Happy Hi, Onanta. New Year.
Yeah, like it's, well, we're middle of January now. But yeah, this is the first time we've had the opportunity to chat. So yes, it is Happy New Year. I hope it is a Happy New Year. Let's talk about some of the issues for those that were traveling over the holidays. It seemed like maybe it wasn't such a Happy New Year for many of them, because it seemed to me that every thing that could go wrong went wrong. Either it was weather, or it was computer glitches, or there's uprisings at destinations. It really threw a curveball into the airline and travel industry.
It did, and all these affect travel plans. And people are uncertainty about travelers, or for travelers, when things for certain, travel plans we know can go awry at a moment's notice. So how should we prepare? And I think travelers should always keep in mind that there's a risk that they could encounter unrest, violence, natural disasters while abroad, and no matter where you are in the world. So the decision to travel is a personal choice. Travelers should always refer to the latest information and guidance from Global Canada or Global Affairs Canada when deciding to travel. Now, you can always find this information on the website, and you should check for advisories for any country that you're planning to visit from both the Government of Canada and the Government of the country website that you're traveling to. And then when you know the risks associated with the destinations that you're headed to, you can be better prepared to use common sense and make safe choices abroad. One thing that a lot of information and communication is shared is via your mobile device, like through the internet, on the airlines or the cruise lines or the tour operator's website. And I know some people do not have a mobile device, but you might have to think about getting one or having access to one, because even a gate change could be notified there. Checking your flight status is important. So you also have to have tools to take with you so that you can get informed as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, preparing for the unexpected. And I get it. Weather is weather. And we live in a climate where, you know, the weather can change on a daily basis. So what do you do? I guess it goes all in back into trip interruption, travel insurance, that kind of stuff. But what can you do if you're stuck at the airport, your flight has been canceled or delayed, or you're stuck at your destination?
Well, for me, the first most important thing you should do is book with a travel advisor. So they know where they are, their travelers are, their clients are. If you are at an affected destination, they will reach out to you to offer help if needed. So that could include like rescheduling flights, accommodation. And there's a source so that you don't feel alone and that you're the one scrambling to contact various components of your trip to get back home or to be reaccommodated. And purchasing travel insurance is strongly recommended. Anytime you leave Canada, it will protect all the travelers in your group or in your vacation, as well as your financial investment. So travel insurance can cover things like canceled flights, lost baggage, medical expenses, and more. However, not all travel insurance is created equal. So be sure you ask your travel advisor questions to make sure you're fully covered for all emergencies. My travelers will ask me, will my credit card cover me? Will my work insurance cover me? But what the biggest thing is, number one, have insurance, no matter who it's through. But make sure you look at your trip, look at the value, see if all those insurances that you think you're covered by actually have the benefits and the dollar amount to cover your trip that you've invested in.
Mm-hmm. Well, and getting back to using a travel advisor, you have sort of a better opportunity, better window to get through to some of the tour operators than the average person, right? Right?
Absolutely. So we have basically dedicated travel agent phone numbers or access to their website from a travel agent portal that can help us look at the overall picture and then inform the traveler. And that saves you time. It will save you angst at destination because we're with you all the way, like before your trip, during your trip, so that you know that there's somebody in your corner willing and there to assist you. And it's not easy for travel advisors just to come up with a solution. We're There's lots of other people, other travel advisors that are trying to help their clients as well. And the resources just might not be there. And we saw that when all these flights got canceled. Well, where do you rebook? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing yet to rebook you, but at least we're searching for you all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and that just takes away some of the pressure. If you're sitting at an airport trying to, I don't know, try to find another flight, it's just a lot easier to phone your travel advisor and say, hey, you know what, I'm stuck here, can you help? And how does that work with travel insurance as far as trip interruption? Do they have sort of a per diem that you can use, or is it all keep the receipts and then get your money back?
Well, I think you're right in both scenarios because it depends on the situation. There is we deal with Manulife, so there's a dedicated phone number that Manulife has that the traveler can call as soon as the situation happens. They accept collect calls, mm-hmm. and as soon as that occurs, the travel insurance provider will start looking for avenues for you as well. In situations where, like, it's medical prescriptions and maybe a doctor's visit, you may have to pay out of pocket. But in most cases, mm-hmm. they take over the financial costs immediately mm-hmm. to get you home. And yes, they do give you a per diem. They give you help you if the baggage is lost or you to live, like whether it's a hotel expense or meals, as well as they will try and accommodate you as well. If you are at a hotel that at Christmas, people have to check out at noon and check back in. So with your travel advisor mm-hmm. and your insurance, they can assist you in that realm as well. So give you an example. I was going to Tahiti a few years ago. All the flights were fine. Everything was on target, except at destination, the airport crew went on strike. So they were advising you to take an earlier flight. So we just bought a new ticket and submitted it as trip cancellation to get to the destination, and we were covered.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Let's briefly talk about Mexico. One, because you were there over the holidays, so you actually did all this traveling over the holidays through all of this. And, of course, the uprisings and the things that were going on in Mazatlan as far as the cartels blocking roads. I actually had a friend of mine that was there during all of that when it was going down. And he said they were delayed by a day. They had to stay an extra day. They were suggested to stay at their resort. They weren't really locked in or anything like that. The biggest issue was hotel staff getting to work. Some of them couldn't. But your take on that, and of course being in Mexico, maybe give us a few highlights. Are people kind of leery of Mexico now? Because I wouldn't have a problem.
Mexico is still one of the most favorite destinations for Canadians, especially, as we've experienced COVID. That was one country that didn't have any restrictions for people to come in and enjoy mm-hmm. the various locations throughout. And you have to realize that Mexico, not all destinations are dangerous. Anywhere we travel, we always have to be aware of our surroundings. I went mm-hmm. to Bucerías, Mexico, which is just outside of Puerto Vallarta. We were lucky that we were not affected by the severe weather, and we checked in online. So anything that would occur that would affect our flights, we would be notified through the Air Canada app that as the airline that we travel to. Always, I would say that you always are aware, as I say, of your surroundings. Have some conversational Spanish so that you can, you're not, you know, caught, like, just not understanding what's going on. Mm-hmm. And that's where, mm-hmm. like, apps like Google Translate come in to play, where if you are a destination and you're not familiar with the language, just, you know, you can easily find out what is being said or what information that you're receiving. Because sometimes you do get it in the language of the country's destination. I thoroughly mm-hmm. enjoyed my time in Buserias. I did not feel at risk. But there were certain areas that we were told not to go through at, you know, at dark or at nighttime. For an example, mm-hmm. from Buserias, there's a bridge that you cross through the flea market into the central part of Buserias. And they said you can go through it during the daytime, but coming through at night, do not come through there and then take a cab home. And we weren't far from home, but mm-hmm. you know what? I'm taking that advice with... yeah. with
Well, and that's, but that's every, like, every area mm-hmm. has places where you just kind of, tourists, you don't want to stay away, like, just stay
yeah,
away.
Yeah, that that's it, exactly.
Fine. Like, there, you could, and to me, it's, I learned this, it's not so much the destination that you have to worry about, it's the situations mm-hmm. that you put yourself in that cause a little bit of nervousness and maybe unnecessary safety, that type of thing, so...
I would recommend people to still enjoy travel, but just be, you know, cognizant that, as we said earlier in this conversation, that travel can change on a dime. And you have to be flexible.
Prepare for the unexpected.
That's right.
it was fun chatting with you. We'll be doing this every week. Wanetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can check out her website with all kinds of great information, onettaforbes.com. And you can follow her on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, @OnettaForbes. Good chatting with you, Onetta. Let's do it
you
again
bet.
Next week.
Can't wait.